Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Taong 1850s pa nang magsimula ang larong football o footy sa Victoria dito sa Australia. Ginawa ito para patuloy ang routine o pag-training ng mga cricketers sa panahon ng taglamig o winter. Ngayon, binansagan na itong Aussie Rules at nilalaro na ng higit 1.2 milyong players sa buong bansa at may kupunan na para sa mga babae at lalaki. At isa ito sa mga sports ngayon na humahakot ng maraming manonood dito sa Australia. Kasunod ng kasikatan ng sports, itinatag na ang Australian Football International o AFI para hindi lang dito sa bansa at sa bawat komunidad makapaglaro. Makilala din ang galing ng mga Australian sa larangan ng footy sa buong mundo. Ayon sa CEO na si Brian Clark, layunin ng AFI na bigyang halaga at inspirasyon ang bawat tao at komunidad sa pamamagitan ng laro para mailabas ang tunay na galing nito.
So whether you're from South Africa, whether you're from South America, Asia, the Pacific, Europe, you know, come down and get involved with AFI. We'll teach you how to play. It doesn't matter where you're from, you can play this game. And one of the things that we do for new arrivals is we actually encourage men and women to come down and we play a non-contact version of the game. And that's really good because you're exercising out in the fresh air, you're meeting new people, you're making new friends, and you're not having your head ripped off.
Aminado si Clark, maraming alituntunin ang larong footy. Pero masaya ang laro dahil sa dami ng pwedeng gawin.
Australian rules football, unlike the other codes, actually incorporates everything. You've got a bit of soccer, you've got a bit of rugby. Even basketball, like you've got to bounce the ball when you run. And that's a really hard thing to do when it's not a round ball. When you pick up the ball, you've got so many options. Do you run? Do you kick? Do you handball? Do you bounce? Basically, you can go anywhere. You can use your hands. There are no goalkeepers. Everybody can be a goalkeeper, basically. So the freedom of the game is probably one of its best features.
Pero saad ni Clark, para sa mga baguhan sa sports, pinakamahirap intindihin sa footy kung paano ang takbo ng scoring.
You've got four posts at each end. You've got two middle posts, which are the taller posts, and then you've got two outside posts, which are the smaller posts. If it goes through the two middle posts, the higher posts, it's a goal and it's worth 6 points. But if it goes between the big post and middle post on the end, it's only worth 1 point. So you might see something like one team scored 2.6. And you go, well, what does that mean? Well, the two means the goal. So you times that by 6 points, that's 12. And then the six behind is 1 point. So 2.6 actually is 18. It can be very, very challenging for new arrivals to get their head around that. But look, it helps make it the unique game that it is.
Ang Harmony Cup ang isa sa mga kilalang community program ng AFI. Isa itong malaking kompetisyon na ginaganap taon-taon sa Melbourne, kung saan maglalaban-laban ang mga kupunan para irepresenta ang kani-kanilang komunidad na pinanggagalingan dito sa Australia. Mula 2004, kabilang sa mga teams na nabuo ng AFI ang Albania, Greece, Israel, Italy, Lebanon, Macedonia, Samoa, South Africa, Tonga, Vietnam at marami pang iba. Sabi ni Clark, ang mapabilang sa footy club ay isang magandang pagkakataon para palakasin ang pangangatawan, pati mental health at higit sa lahat, matutunan ang mga tinatawag na Australian expressions o kagawian na makakatulong sa mga migrants para magkaroon ng kumpiyansa sa sarili sa pakikipagsalamuha sa iba.
So if you take a spectacular mark, and that's jumping up on someone's shoulders and catching the ball, which is probably the greatest part of our game, it is spectacular. You're not taking a spectacular mark because that takes too long and you've got things to do. So you're taking a specky. Sometimes kicking a goal is a sausage roll. You say, oh, a nice sausage roll there. I've actually said to somebody at training, that was a nice sausage roll or a nice snag. We also use the term snag, and people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Ayon kay Bella Blazevic, na soccer player sa semi-professional soccer club sa Sydney United 58 Football Club at kasalukuyang media manager ng grupo, higit pa umano sa kasiyahan ng paglalaro ang kanilang natatamo bilang bahagi ng community soccer club dahil nagbibigay pugay ito sa lahi na kanilang pinanggagalingan.
Some other big games also reflect the big Croatian days. So on the 30th of May, we had celebrated the statehood of Croatia. And on that day, we had a big celebration at the Croatian club, where we had children also in their traditional outfits walking the players onto the field. I can speak for Football New South Wales that a lot of the other teams still got strong connections to their ethnic backgrounds. So a lot of them definitely still do pay tribute to those the countries that we come from and celebrate the same days as much as they can to involve not just the community, but also the ties that they have back home.
Dagdag ni Blazevic, ang paglahok sa community soccer club ay nagiging tulay din para mahubog ang galing at pagkatao, at tumutulong din ito para matutunan ang ibang pananalita ng mga Australians. Hindi lang din sa mga adult na katulad niya ang footy, dahil may training at grupo din ang mga bata, pati mga magulang na gustong matutong magiging referee at coach. Ang pagsasanay na ito ay ibinibigay ng Football New South Wales. At lahat ng ito ay kanilang ginagawa sa Sydney United 58 Stadium kada araw ng Linggo. Ang stadium na ito ay kayang i-accommodate ang 12,000 fans.
One of them is to score a screamer. So that's to hit a very good goal from a far distance. So they've passed through all those players and then from quite a distance is to score a screamer. And we also have top bins. So this is to score a goal right in the top corner of the goal. We've got one more that we definitely use over at United and it's called Stay Close. And essentially is just the link between the midfield players. So all those players in the midfield to stay close within the front and back line of the team.
Samantala sa larong cricket, umaabot sa halos 4,000 cricket clubs ang nabuo sa buong Australia. Kaya sabi ni Nicole Lenore Jordan na isang board sa UTS North Sydney Cricket Club o mas kilalang The Bears, masaya ding laruin ang cricket dahil kahit sino at anong edad pwedeng maglaro nito. Kaya pwedeng bumuo ng grupo kasama ang mga kaibigan. Pero kapag gustong sumali sa establisado ng local team, mas makakabuti para hindi mabigatan sa pamimili ng gamit at maghanap ng playing fields pati referee.
So each club is different in terms of buying your gear, but usually you pay a fee, and with that comes your cricketing shirt. You have to buy your own cricket white pants, and that's the most important piece of equipment for batters, obviously. But even if you're a bowler, it's really important to get a good bat. A good bat often will help you hit that ball a little bit longer. But if you're a good cricketer and you've got good technique, it really doesn't matter what sort of equipment you've got.
Dapat ding tandaan na sa paglalaro ng cricket, maraming susundin na mga batas at sa kasalukuyan, meron itong 42 na sinusunod na laws of cricket.
When you bowl a really good ball and you think the person's out, you put your hand in the air and you say, "How's that?" And the whole team might say that. And umpires can get swayed because if the whole team's saying, "How's that?" he might think, they're all appealing. Maybe that was out. So then he will stick his finger in the air and say, "Out."
Maliban sa footy, isa din sa kinahihiligan ng mga Australians ang winter sport na rugby. Ayon sa New South Wales Community Rugby League manager Peter Clark, may pagkakaiba ang rugby league at rugby union.
The key differences of rugby league from rugby union is there's 13 players on the field, while rugby union's got 15 aside and they have rucks and mauls, which is a little bit different to what rugby league is, where we've got to play the ball once you get tackled. When you get tackled, you get up and play the ball, which revolves around rolling the ball with your foot, and it goes to a dummy half, which is the person who picks the ball up and passes it through the attacking team.
Sa ngayon, ang New South Wales Rugby League ay may ginagawang tri-league programs para sa mga culturally at linguistically diverse communities o iba't ibang lahi sa komunidad para matuto sa laro na nasa non-competitive format. Sa ganitong paraan, sabi ni Clark, matutunan ng lahat ng mga manlalaro ang kaibahan ng paglalaro ng rugby sa community club at ang laro na ginagawa ng mga profesional.
There's rules in place. We have a safe play code. We also have non-contact options as well. So you can play tag or touch rugby league where you can get involved and enjoy various skills of the game without the contact aspect until you build the confidence. So yeah, and obviously as part of the code is if you sign up as part of your registration fee, there's insurance as well, which is offered to every registered participant in the game.
Dapat din umanong malaman ng mga manlalaro ang ginagamit na lingwahe sa larong rugby dahil kadalasan gumagamit ito ng mga jargon, kagaya na lang ng termino ng pagsipa ng bola o kick.
You've got a grubber, which is a kick which goes along the ground, which rolls along the ground. And then there's a banana kick in reference to the trajectory or the flight of the kick, if it goes the opposite direction to the person's facing. There's a bomb kick, which is where the kicker launches the ball from his foot right up into the air. It sails really high in the air and they're difficult to catch. Or there's a little chip kick, which is just a small kick over the defensive line where the kicker tries to regather it or kick it for another player.
Pero may pahabol itong payo kung ang paglalaro ng isang sports ay hindi naaayon sa iyong personalidad. Pwede pa ding makilahok sa community sporting club bilang volunteer para tulungang mapatakbo ng maayos ang samahan. At sa ganitong paraan, mas dadami at magiging malalim ang inyong pagsasamahan bilang magkakaibigan na may layuning makakabuti sa lahat. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Giuseppe Kosanovich na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment nito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.